We continue with our discussion with Nabila Nourani, who's speaking to us from Mombasa, Kenya. And she is outlining to us the differences in the Ramadan setting, the atmosphere between back in Port Elizabeth, which is her hometown, and the place where she's currently residing is, which is in Mombasa. Nabila, assalamu alaikum and welcome back onto the program.
Wa alaikum salam, jazakallah.
Yes, so how would you compare the two places?
During Ramadan, the experience over here is really unlike anything in South Africa, I would say. The hours, though, is kind of similar. We start at around 5:06 in the morning, and then we break at around 6:20. But since we are an hour ahead of South Africa, I'm breaking more or less the same time like my family in PE, almost exactly the same time. About 3 hours before iftar, there's something called the Ramadan Bazaar in central town, and they sell all kinds of Kenyan iftar treats. And then at night after Tarawih, it's basically like a shopper's paradise. Restaurants are all open for business, and you can get all of your e-shopping done up until the early hours of the morning.
So that gives us, you know, insight into the atmosphere in Mombasa on with regards to Ramadan. In terms of Muslims wanting to visit Kenya, would you recommend Kenya as a place to visit?
I would definitely recommend it as a place to visit. I think it should be on every Muslim's list of places to visit. I think the culture education is just indescribable. As you take a stroll through Old Town, where you are forced to walk through ancient roads, because they were only made to accommodate, you know, camels and carts and the like, you get lost in an Islamic era before our time.
That's an interesting perspective on how the situation is over there, and how we go back in history. Anyway, tell us about your Facebook page and the stories that you write, and what is your inspiration in that regard?
Oh, my writing. Well, it started, I think, here in Kenya, basically. When I just came, I started the page. Basically, I write Islamic-centered stories, which deals with, you know, issues that Muslims don't really want to talk about. Issues that are affecting us, whether we like it or not. And I've added a few writers to the page, and alhamdulillah, we have almost 11,000 followers now from all over the world. But during Ramadan also, we post, you know, Ramadan messages of inspiration, and basically we help where we can.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah take the page from strength to strength, the service that is rendered in that way, and the niche that it fulfills. We wish you the best for your Ramadan in Kenya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and grant you an enjoyable and spiritually uplifting Ramadan. Jazakumullah khair for coming on Radio Islam and sharing with us your perspective.
Jazakumullah khair for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.